D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen here with you at Bridgestone Arena. By the way, the Predators actually do play a game tonight. Blues at Predators at 7 p.m., pregame at 6. Right here on 102.5 The Game, we are reacting to the news that Barry Trotz intends to retire as Predators GM. And to help us discuss that further, the man who broke the news earlier this morning, our friend Elliot Freeman, Sportsnet NHL insider. He normally joins us on Thursday, but he was kind enough to make time for us today. Elliot, hi, how are you?
I will double the usual fee, Adam.
Good to know. Well, the check is in the mail. So your story landed quite heavily here in Nashville today, the news that Barry Trotz will step down as GM once a new GM is hired. So what has the reaction been around the NHL to Trotz's decision?
I think it was surprise. I'll give you a bit of a background. This first kind of came to me a bit last night that there was something going on and that this was potentially happening. But I'll say this, and I think this goes to a lot of the way that it got handled today, that look, people can have opinions on how people what people do as a in their professional career. Look, we all have good decisions, we all have bad decisions, whatever. But nobody is going to take any issue with Barry Trotz the person, like nobody. So last night, as I kind of had an inkling that something was going on, the number one thing I really dealt with was people wanted Barry Trotz to do this his way. They wanted an opportunity for him to, make the announcement as much as he could the way he wanted to do it. And I think that says a lot about how people feel about him. So there was a lot of shock today. I don't think there were a lot of people who knew that this was potentially going to happen. And, when the story hit, Adam, like there were a lot of people texting, like, what happened? What happened? Like, what's going on here? So I think there were a lot of surprised people. And, in the press conference too, and I'll be honest, I didn't see all of it. I was working on some other stuff. But I guess there were some clips of him being really emotional discussing his family. And I think that's the thing that a lot of people like kind of take from it is that when people aren't only going to talk about Barry Trotz as being one of the biggest people in the history of Nashville hockey, and people aren't necessarily going to talk about Barry Trotz winning a Stanley Cup as the head coach of the Washington Capitals. They're going to talk about Trotz the person. And like I spoke to someone today who played for Barry Trotz at the University of Manitoba, like all those years ago. And they were like, what a great person. And I think that's what a lot of people think about.
Elliot, you reported, and it was confirmed by the Predators, that they have engaged the CAA agency, Creative Arts Agency, to lead the organization's search for a new GM. And Bill Haslam is going to be a part of that. Trotz is going to be a part of it. Our previous guest, Sean Henry, President and COO Michelle Kennedy, Nick Saban, they will all be a part of this GM search. So, we are not as familiar with who the next potential crop of GMs in the NHL could be. So who are some of the potential GM candidates around the NHL who we should be keeping our eyes on as the Predators search for Trotz's replacement?
Let me just say this, Adam. There is enormous interest in this job. Okay? I think that is actually what I should say first, is that I think that CAA are doing this search, they are going to be deluged with people interested in this. So, I thought that would be the case as I was working on the story. And I think, and nothing that I have heard in the last 7 hours since this got out has made me change my opinion. I think the Predators are going to have a ton of interest in this job. So I think this, like the first thing, Adam, we have to talk about here is, and I think Bill Haslam positioned this in a very unique way. Like one of the things I was wondering was, are you looking to hire a general manager or are you looking to hire a president of hockey operations? Like the, for those of you maybe who are unfamiliar with this, the NHL has two different kinds of structures that tend to happen out there depending on the interests of the team. There's a president of hockey, like I'm trying to think of, well, for example, in Vancouver, they have a president of hockey operations, who's Jim Rutherford, and they have a general manager, who's Patrick Alvin. And the way that can, and, or in Toronto, they used to have it that way with kind of a president of hockey operations, Brendan Shanahan, and a GM, Brad Tree Living, and before him, Kyle Dubas. And the reason that some teams do that is they let the GM focus on the hockey while the president of hockey operations is kind of the overseer who manages up to ownership. And generally, the president of hockey operations would have the final say. You guys had a system where it was Poile with the power and then Trotz with the power, but there was no president of hockey operations. So one of the first questions I asked was, what are you doing here? And the answer, as I understand it, is that you're going to find the best person to say that's our person, guy, woman, whatever it is, and then you're going to build around them. So I think that's very interesting. I think it's really interesting how that's being positioned by Bill Haslam and the Predators. So, I think you're going to have a ton of interest. I think you're going to hear names like Shanahan, names like Mark Bergevin, people who have been general managers before. I think you're going to hear names of up-and-comers who are could be first-time GMs, and some of the names, I'm missing names. Like, I'm just, I threw together some initial names, but I'm missing names, no question. Those are people like Ryan Martin, who's the assistant GM of the Rangers, Evan Gould and Jamie Langenbrunner, who are assistant GMs in Boston. Another name I kind of throw out there here and there because I think he will get a job eventually is going to be Sonny Mehta, who is part of Florida's staff. I think eventually he will get a job, but there's lots more. And I wouldn't be surprised, too, if there's some agents who throw their names at this. So, Adam, that's a small snippet, but there's going to be a lot more, a lot more.
Boy, that was a small snippet. I can't wait to see the rest of it, man. Goodness. Talk with Elliot Friedman, 32 Thoughts Podcast.
I'm sorry for interrupting you,
Derek. No, you're fine.
Don't
you're fine.
Treat me like you used to treat blitzing linebackers, okay?
Not at all. How does this affect Coach Bruno? Because at the beginning of the season, his seat was a little warm. Now the team has started playing a lot better, so I'm sure the seat is cooling off a bit. But how does this affect the coach moving forward? Because the GM is going to be different next year, next season. And will they look at him the same like Barry did?
I believe this. I think it's always up to the new manager. I think that, Brunette has another year, right? Like, he's still under contract for next year, correct?
I believe that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I have to double-check this. I should have checked this before I came on. I apologize for not. I think that whenever you hire someone, you are giving them the opportunity to say, do you want the current head coach or not? Now, I will say this, in most situations, I see change, but there have been situations before where I've been told, don't assume anything. Like, again, I go back to Vancouver, and Mike Gillis, who used to run the Canucks, is probably another name that will get thrown out there, too, because he was pretty successful in his time running Vancouver. When he got there, he inherited Alain Vigneault. And everybody was like, when Gillis gets in there, he's going to take over and he's going to want a new coach. That didn't happen. Gillis got the job. He sat down with Vigneault. Those were not always easy conversations. He told him some things are going to be done differently. And Vigneault later told me, he said, okay, I'm open to that, but I want some things done differently too. And they sorted it out, and they went to Game 7 of a Stanley Cup final together, and they also won two President's Trophies as the top team in the NHL before Vigneault was fired and they moved on. So my general default to this, Derek, is the coach is vulnerable, but there are situations where a GM has inherited a coach with an open mind, and it worked out okay.
He does have one more year on his contract. Yeah. We just looked it up.
There
so,
Elliot Friedman is with us. Thank you for doing the research that I should have done, Willie.
We've got guys too. It's not us. But
you know what? I'll say this: like Barry Trotz was extremely loyal to Andrew Burnett, extremely loyal to him, and I would think that anyone who comes in, it probably would be different, but not. I wouldn't say it's an absolute guarantee that a new GM would come in and say, I can't work with this guy.
I would say, too, that in fairness to the decision as well, yeah. the loyalty and all that, Andrew Burnett has done a heck of a job yeah. to pull them out of the bottom, to get them where they are.
I would say this, Willie, that I think there's a lot of people there who deserve a lot of credit. I think Burnett does, and I think the players do, too.
Yes.
Because like that, I've talked about the closeness I've heard about your room. I would say this, that everybody there could have folded very easily, and they didn't.
So, Elliot, that's why I was curious, your perspective on it was, you know, everybody's asking why today, all of that stuff. Bill Haslam took a shot at it and said, we want to be transparent, but also we want to get our, I think the term he used was the fishing term, we want to put the fishing rod in the water early and maybe have the best crack at some of the best people. So what about that strategy to you? I don't recall any other hockey team coming out and doing it that way. And come to think of it, really a lot of sports teams. I don't know if I've heard people come out and be as transparent about that part of it. So what were your thoughts on that?
Well, I would say this. They're right. It is a bit unique. I think a couple of things. Number one, don't forget that when you guys made the change the last time, the Predators, they announced it during the season. So there is a little bit of history with that. Now, that was a handoff from David Poile to Barry Trotz, but you'll remember it didn't get announced at the end of the year. So I'm used to the Predators doing things a little bit differently in that way. So I'm not as 100% surprised. I have a line I use: the surest predictor of future behavior is past behavior. So you guys have done this before. That's number one. Number two, I think always in this league, things tend to get out. It's very rare if you're going to make a change that it stays quiet for that long. So that's number two. Number three, one of the things I heard today after the news got out was that Bill Haslam had begun to look around at, how does the NHL work? How do things happen here? He'd done, to his credit, a lot of listening. And I think that when Barry Trotz and Bill Haslam had kind of talked about the future whenever they met last month in December, and they talked about that today, I think they both talked about that Haslam had kind of said, okay, this is what I've learned about how things work. And, you know, again, you heard Trotz talk about his family today. I think it sounds to me like it's a lot about two guys who kind of looked at the future And Barry Trotz said, this is how I'm thinking. And Bill Haslam said, this is how I'm thinking. And I think they just said, you know what? The best possible thing is to start moving on this. And, you know, I think Trotz probably knew that Haslam was going to look around and say, okay, like, Bill Haslam had some ideas about what he could do to make the organization better. And Barry Trotz said, you know what? I'm not here long term after next year. And so, like, part of me sees this as two people looking at the way they saw the world and saying, this is the best solution. And I believe this 1,000%. They wanted to do right by Trotz as a person. And I think that's why we are where we are today. And you know what? I'll say this also. I think that Bill Haslam is very comfortable with Trotz running the show while they look for a successor, because I think they feel that Trotz will do what is best for the organization and not best for him. Like, you guys have all been around sports before. Sometimes when people feel that they need to survive or they're in trouble, they do things that may only benefit them. I think now that this is clear and it's all out in the open, you know, Bill Haslam trusts Barry Trotz. Like, you don't have to worry about your legacy here. You just have to do what's right by the team. And I think Trotz will do that.
Elliot, they mentioned today there are three assistant GMs and that they would all have the opportunity to throw their hat in the ring, basically. I'm curious, the one that has, I think, been the closest to being named a GM is Scott Nickel, who is a behind-the-scenes guy. He's a really popular guy. He was a feisty player for the Predators. I think there's probably a faction of the fans that wouldn't mind seeing the Predators go outside the family, but I'm curious your thoughts on Scott Nickel, who I think has been a finalist for some GM jobs recently.
Well, so has Jeff Kelty, right? And then, of course,
there's Brian Poile. Those are the three that are all going to be, I think, qualified to at least try out for this one.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that they all will be given chances to show what they can do, right? I don't think there's any doubt that all of them will get a chance to present their case. I just think that one of the reasons I think this kind of got out there yesterday was because I think people began to wonder if Bill Haslam was guaranteed to go external, right? And so I think that I just don't know how to handicap it, Willie, and I don't want to insult anybody who's there. I just think that there is going to be so much interest in this job, so much interest in this job. I don't know if I want to say it's going to be hard for someone internally to get it, but like, you have to look at it and say, the last time they did this, they passed the baton. This time they're not passing the baton. So I don't want to say it's impossible for someone internally to get it, but it's clear they want to hear from people outside before they make any decisions.
Sportsnet NHL insider Elliot Freeman has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. He normally joins us Thursdays at 5, but kind of broke some big news today. So we're glad that we had Elliot Freeman on the program today. Elliot, as always, thank you so much for your time. We'll catch up soon.
Before we go, like, is there anything I didn't answer that you want me to answer?
Not that I can think of. Willie, no. Derek?
Nope.
I think we got it covered.
Yeah.
I just know sometimes on days like this today, like, people say to me, oh, I wish I would have asked you this. So I just want to I know radio, I don't want to screw up any commercial breaks. Like, I've gotten killed for that stuff.
Well, before. Okay. Well, Elliot, real quick then. What about the Nick Saban part of this? He's going to be part of the committee. You know, this is largely, you know, what he does this kind of thing as well on outside of hockey, obviously, but that's also a unique thing about this, right?
I think this is why he's kind of there, right? Like, it's kind of like, you know, when you guys had that press conference, sometimes I forget
not being a college in a college. I love college football, but I'm not immersed in it. How much power he has, and how much people respect him. And what I think he's going to be there for, Willie, is to ask questions. Like winners know winners, right? Winners know winners. The Predators want to hear what he thinks about the process and the people they talk to.
Thank you so much, Elliot. I know we're paying you double, so maybe we'll talk to you Thursday at 5. We'll see. We'll see.
We can still talk Thursday at 5. We'll
okay, that sounds great. We'll talk to you then. Thank you, Elliot.
All right, take care, guys. Yeah.
615-737-1025. All right, you've heard from Sean Henry. You've heard from Elliot Freeman. Now we want to hear from you on Barry Trotz's announcement, the Predators' announcement today that Barry Trotz is stepping down as GM. 615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. By the way, quick breaking Titans news. Per Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, the Titans are hiring Gus Bradley as their defensive coordinator. So yet another person on the staff. He's wearing a hat in this picture, so I don't know if he's bald or not. I'll have to do the research during the break. But Gus Bradley reportedly being hired.
Google picks.
Yes.
It looks like he's bald.
Yes. Gus Bradley reportedly being hired.
He's a bald!
Yes. We are all about the balds on this show. Gus Bradley, reportedly new Titans defensive coordinator. 615-737-1025. But your reaction on Barry Trotz coming up next. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025. The game.